Howdy do, buckaroos. Welcome to the Mock Observer's Daily Observations Podcast. Today is Thursday. It is the 22nd of April, 2021. I am your host, Kelly Gamont. With me today, because it is Thursday, you know what's coming. Hi, Bob.
Hi, Kelly. Happy Earth Day.
And to you. I'm very glad to have you join us today. Now, you are here to talk to us a little bit about something you've discovered with one of your iPad accessories, if I'm not mistaken.
Indeed. So let me start by with a quick recap of the past. So in August of 2018, I wrote a column about a keyboard I had found called the Bridge keyboard that I said was the most functional, usable, durable, and clever keyboard, iPad keyboard I ever tried. I love that keyboard. It changed the way I used my iPad. So the bad news was the old keyboard still worked, but my iPad Pro bit the dust, and yeah. I got a replacement that was a slightly different size, 10.2-inch 8th generation.
As Apple is wont to do, yes.
So, of course, the old keyboard, while it was still working, didn't fit properly on my new iPad. So I went to Bridge's website because I figured for sure they made one for this new iPad. And indeed, they did. And not only did they, it's new and improved.
Ooh.
In a couple of really good ways. But before I tell you about the improvements, let me just tell you in general why I thought the Bridge keyboard, the first one and this one, are so great. Okay?
Okay.
The first is they connect to your iPad, or they attach to your iPad with hinges that are infinitely adjustable. So you can see it from any angle, and you can account for glare from any source. It makes it really easy to get a comfortable reading position, even on an airplane tray table. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
That's really important because I've had other iPad cases and stands that barely worked on a tray table because they only supported like two positions, and neither of them was optimal for somebody leaning down into your lap on an airplane. So another thing that they, I guess, all have, or at least the two that I've had offer, is backlit keys. I like that.
Nice. Those are two very nice features.
So the backlit keys are great, and if you don't like, you can. There's three levels of backlighting, or you can turn it off completely. And with it turned off completely, the keyboard needs charging like once every 4 months, which I love because I would forget to charge it if it needed to be charged more often. And I don't turn on the backlight unless I need it. So another good feature: function keys for iOS stuff like volume, play pause, next and previous, screen brightness, and, you know, all the kinds of things that you might want to adjust from a keyboard rather than opening the settings app or the control center, right? Mm-hmm. And finally, it's the best keyboard for typing. It has the best tactile response I've found on, you know, a small flat keyboard.
Mm-hmm.
For the iPad, you know, portable keyboards, most of them are flat and feel like you're typing on glass. This one feels like a keyboard, kind of. I mean, it feels like a keyboard, like a MacBook Pro keyboard feels like a keyboard.
It feels more like a keyboard than a lot of keyboards do, I guess I would say.
Yes.
Yes. Longtime listeners know I have strong feelings about keyboards. So I can tell you.
As do I.
This shallow, no key travel, no springy nonsense is pretty solidly classified as nonsense in my universe. And so I use I currently use a keyboard that has very similar switches to the Apple Extended 2 keyboard, which is the very loud, clacky, glorious sound of productivity, as far as I'm concerned. So having a keyboard that sounds like that makes me very happy. However, I type about 100 words a minute if I'm really going to town, and it is a sound that is, to me, glorious because that is the sound of productivity. It is something that Mr. Kelly thinks is somehow an attack on him if I'm typing like that, and he also happens to be in the office while that's happening. So
which keyboard do you speak?
I have the Matthias keyboards.
I knew it.
Yeah.
I switched to the Microsoft Ergonomic, which has the same kind of key feel. I mean, the key switches might be the same.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a little quieter, but it's also designed for big hands. It's a split keyboard, so you know, it's for me, it's better even than the Matthias. But I think Matthias makes great keyboards, and I do kind of miss the sound. But I can type on my keyboard while I'm doing a podcast, and you don't hear me. You can't. Yes.
I have the Mini Tactile Pro. Which is the glorious loud one. And I also have the Quiet Pro, which is the one that sits on my desk for like when I'm podcasting, so that I get all of the travel and bounce, but I don't get the noise.
The clickety clack.
So, yeah.
I like the clickety clack. I used to have.
The clickety clack is where it's at, as far as I'm concerned.
Yeah. I used to have an Init back in the old days that made my Mac sound like a manual typewriter.
Yeah.
I mean, that to me is the sound of productivity. It's like I missed that. All right, so let's talk about why the new Bridge 10.2 Max Plus is so much cooler even than the original keyboard.
Okay.
Number one, multi-touch trackpad. This was big. It's below the space bar as it would be on an Apple keyboard or on an Apple device. But on an iPad, it made a world of difference. You can do all the stuff that you would do on the screen. You can move the cursor around. You can tap. Mm-hmm. You can drag, pinch, swipe, everything you can do. But you don't have to remove your hands from your keyboard. So if you're a good typist, I don't suppose you're going to type 100 words a minute on a keyboard like this. But you're probably typing 50 or 60. And not having to touch the screen periodically will make you type even faster. I felt like I was really a lot more productive. It was an eye-opener. Because I'm not a big fan of trackpads. In the first place, when I use my MacBook Pro at my desk, I have a mouse because I just find a mouse more useful and more programmable. My mouse has like 7 buttons and each one of them does something I need.
Yeah. So we've talked about it.
Yeah. Oh, I've written about it every time they come out with a new iteration of it. Mm-hmm. It's like, oh, man, I need another $100 mouse.
Yep.
All right. So another huge improvement is. My first Bridge keyboard didn't have a protective case. It was just a keyboard that connected to your iPad with hinges, which meant if you didn't want the keyboard with you, your iPad was basically naked.
Yes.
And that wasn't optimal, but it was worth it for me. So this one comes with a protective case. Not only that, I guess they either are now owned by OtterBox, or they did a deal with OtterBox to offer the protection of an OtterBox. But it's called Protection by OtterBox, and it's plastic and silicone outer case for your iPad that you can just, you know, grab your iPad without the keyboard and run. And it's 4-foot drop protection, and it's got antimicrobial ingredient that Bridge claims inhibits the growth of microorganisms.
Okay.
I can't vouch for that, but it doesn't sound like a bad thing to me.
Yeah.
Anyway, it's better than my first Bridge keyboard, and it's also not much more expensive. It's $129, and I think the first one was $99. So I think it's a really good value if you're looking for a keyboard for your iPad, especially when you consider that Apple's offering the Magic keyboard. Starts at $299.
Yeah.
And by the way, wouldn't even work with an entry level iPad. You have to have a more expensive iPad to use that keyboard.
Mm-hmm.
So to me, this was just like, oh, perfect. You know, it's got the features I want. It's got that great hinge. It's got a protective case. It's backlit. And $129 versus $299.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't have to get an iPad Pro.
Now,
I don't draw with a pencil. That's the thing.
Okay.
So I thought I really have no need for the power of a pro. I have a powerful MacBook Pro that I take if I need to do that kind of stuff. Okay. I just want my iPad for like reading on airplanes, watching videos when there's no other screen around. And
yeah. And I'm going to have a question for you about that in a minute. But first, I'd like to take a minute now and talk to you about our sponsor this week. And our sponsor this week is Upstart. So if you look at your credit card statement every month, and that's a task that you have come to dread, or if you're a person who has decided, like, because it gives you so much dread, you're just going to skip it. That's fine. Upstart is here to help you with that. Upstart is an easy way, an easy and fast way to pay off your debt with a personal loan. It all happens online. You can pay off credit cards, consolidate other high interest debt, or fund some personal expenses. Over 500,000 people have used Upstart to get a simple fixed monthly payment. They look at more than just your credit score. They look at things like income and employment history, and they can offer smarter rates as a result. And they have trusted partners they do that with. They have a 5-minute online rate check. You can see the rate up front for your loan, and it can be between $1,000 and $50,000, and you can receive those funds as soon as one business day after you accept. If you want to find out how Upstart can lower your monthly payments today, go to upstart.com/TDO. That's upstart.com/TDO. Make sure you use our URL so you can let them know I sent you. Loan amounts are determined based on your credit, income, and certain other information provided in your loan application. Go to upstart.com/TDO. And we'd like to thank Upstart for sponsoring the show today. Now, Bob, the question I have for you about this bridge keyboard that you have now for your current iPad is, if you were to get a different iPad, could you use this keyboard with that new iPad as well? Or is it sort of model locked to this one particular iteration of the iPad?
Well, it's not model locked because this one will work with a 7th or 8th generation as long as it's 10.2 inches.
Okay.
So if a future, let's say the 9th generation iPad is also 10.2 inches, mm-hmm. which it might or might not be. Mm-hmm. But if it were, this would probably work with it. Now, I have to say, it's a Bluetooth keyboard. It'll work with any iPad.
Okay.
But whether it will attach and fit as if it were custom, you know, mm-hmm. custom made for that iPad, that's the question.
Yeah.
But the keyboard would work.
Okay.
Just might be awkward carrying a keyboard that's a little smaller, a little bigger than your iPad. But,
yeah, and
you don't have to throw it away. It doesn't lose its functionality.
Yeah. That was my other question was if it's a plain old Bluetooth keyboard, you could still use it. It might be weird. That's the thing that I currently do, actually, is I use the old Apple wireless keyboard, the little mini keyboard with the little barrel on the back that you put your double A's in. I have one of those, and I have used that keyboard as long as I've had an iPad. That's been the keyboard that I've used with it. And I have since obtained a cover for that keyboard so that I can travel with it a little more nicely. And the nice thing about the keyboard is that the cover of it flips back and turns into a stand to hold your iPad. So when you were talking about multiple angles, that's the one thing about this keyboard situation that I have that I would like to be better is that it's one angle. Like you get to hold it just like this and no other way, and you can't do anything.
Well, and the other drawback, as I see it, is that it's not connected. I take mm-hmm. the little keyboard, the bridge keyboard, everywhere my iPad goes. So
yeah.
If I'm sitting outside and I decide I want to answer some messages or emails, uh-huh. the keyboard's there. Whereas I did the same thing with the Apple aluminum flat keyboard with the battery thing. If I wasn't intending to type, I wouldn't have a keyboard with me wherever I was.
Yeah.
Unless I was carrying my backpack. If I carry my backpack, then everything goes. Everything I might ever need goes in.
Right. Same here.
But that, for me, this has been really convenient. And okay. I find that I'll like use it to respond to emails a lot more than I would have without a keyboard.
Okay.
You know, and a fixed keyboard.
Okay.
That's with an A, a fixed.
Yeah. And do you find that this keyboard adds a lot of bulk? That was the thing that used to be an issue, was my iPad is now, you know, twice the size and twice the weight it was previously. And yes. I don't want to do that.
It's not, I don't think it's twice, but, you know, it's about the same. It's a little thinner than the iPad, and I suppose without the case, it weighs less, but I like the case. Sure. 4 foot drop protection is a good thing.
Yeah, absolutely. Like, I'm always going to have some case.
The difference in size is, you know, the thing is, the screen is protected when it's closed.
Yeah.
Because it's got the keyboard against it, and the keyboard is recessed a little bit, so it's protected. So, you know, between the protection and the convenience of having the keyboard, yes, it is heavier, but it's still way lighter than my MacBook Pro. So,
yeah. Okay. That's fair.
There's that.
Yeah. And that's, so that was kind of what I was wondering about with it. I am reasonably certain that Bridge, and for people who don't know, that's BRYDGE.com is their website. And you can see the other keyboard options they have available. They also have them for the Surface. So if you know somebody who has a Surface, they make keyboards for them as well. You can sort by iPad model and see what they've got. Everything seems to be right around that $130. You can get some older models for a little bit less money. When I was flipping through briefly, they had a few of those. They have them for the big iPad and the small iPad. And you have a bunch of options, and I do the hinge is the piece that I think is very handy about this. So, yeah, if you have more questions about it, you can let us know at observations@macobserver.com. And until then, Bob, that's going to do it for us. So thanks for coming by. I really appreciate having you.
As always, a pleasure. Thanks for having me.
Thanks so much. I am your host, Kelly Gamont. I will talk to all of you tomorrow. In the meantime, be excellent to each other, and let's be careful out there.